Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. As we start this next issue, part four of this Daredevil arc, I mistakenly say Saxon instead of Benson. So, there you go. I apologize. It happens. All right, let's get to the episode. We begin issue 51, and now Saxon is holding Daredevil, like, in front of the android, trying to be like, no, here, attack him. Get him, not me. Get him. Doesn't do him any good. Because the android just literally grabs him.
That's great.
He grabs him and he's holding him out the busted wall.
It's like when Hulk grabs Loki and just whacks him on the floor.
No, because he grabbed him by the legs and was just like whipping him around.
I just mean...
Yeah. Then the cops come up and they're getting ready to attack. And they have this gun that Tony Stark built.
Stunulator.
It's for a full-scale riot control. I mean, they try it on the android. But the android, you know, he senses that he's in danger. So, again, his first priority is to protect himself. So he drops Benson. And he tries to get out of the way as he's yelling at the cops to take him down, take down this android. And they're firing this stunulator at him. And he's starting to feel pain, I guess, because that's what he's got some human sensations, apparently. So his thought process is he must grow and get bigger, because that apparently will stop the pain.
Well, duh.
Sure, I guess that makes sense.
It adds up. Science.
Science. But he basically becomes too heavy for his own body. And so he falls over and ultimately crushes Benson anyway. Crushes it through the ground. They come crashing into the second level. Benson dies. And then the android shuts off because he's completed his mission. All the while, Daredevil is getting checked out by the prison doctor.
It's a huge needle.
Right? They did that a lot back in the day. You know, you don't need that 2-inch needle to break that skin. You need to just shove it all the way into the bone. But he's praising Daredevil for his healing abilities. And, you know, all the while he just takes a blood test. They don't really say why he takes a blood test.
No, they don't.
He's going to take a blood test because why not? The doc asks if he wants to wait around for the results, and Daredevil's like, no, I can't. He actually says, I've become allergic to the sight of blood, especially my own. Which, that's funny because he can't see.
Yeah, how do you... Oh, it's him on blood.
Yeah, well,
but you don't.
Again, no one knows he's blind.
But he does. So it
obviously
makes sense.
Well, it's a joke. He can't let people know that Daredevil's not blind, or Daredevil's blind. It ruins his superpowers.
Makes it even better. Like, he's blind and he's doing this?
Before he can actually leave, though, this inspector...
We've managed to stand him up, sir.
Yes, no, I was getting into that. Like, the inspector... Okay, so the inspector comes in, talks to Daredevil, brings him back to where the android is. And yes, they stand him up. Now, my question is how...
Now what do we
like,
do with him?
Were they all like below him pushing him up?
Push!
Hoping that he doesn't tip over to the other side?
We didn't say it was a great idea.
But they did it. The inspector asked if they could start dismantling the android. Daredevil was like, yeah, get, you know, destroy it all you want. I don't give a crap. Like, he's a pain in my ass.
He's to me.
We go back over to Saxon, who had, you know, left his lab, and he's trying to
drive through the woods.
Well, he's driving through the woods, and this is where he calls this android a plastoid. But he's trying to figure out a way to destroy the android or the plastoid before they can really dissect him or trace it back to him. Mm-hmm. He's trying to get rid of any evidence that ties him to anything. Because now that Biggie Benson is dead, he can't prove that Saxon sent the android to anybody. So this thing, this being, is, as of right now, his only connection. So he realizes that his tracer that he had put on the android apparently got knocked off when he first attacked Daredevil. So he's able to find the signal because his car that he's driving apparently has all these mechanical doohickeys in it. But he's able to track the signal back to basically Matt's apartment. Daredevil himself, still at the jail, is telling the inspector and all the cops to back off, that this android's going to blow up. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't want people getting hurt. While that's going on, Saxon, like I said, finds the tracer. He has a tracer, as he calls it. Yeah. But he finds it in Matt's apartment. I mean, he doesn't know it's Matt's apartment yet, but he picks it up and he does a few adjustments so that he can destroy the android from a distance. But Daredevil is sensing that the destruct mechanism was being activated. So he throws his billy club at the chest plate.
Yep.
And apparently that was enough force. I'll just read it here. I struck the chest plate with just enough force to jar the intricate mechanism beneath it. So this entire time, he's punching him, hitting him with things. That didn't stop any of that, billy club.
A whip and a whatcha.
Yeah, 60s comics, man. Their logic. Saxon is able to tell that Daredevil stopped the android from blowing up, and he vows his revenge. But then he starts looking around the apartment, and he realizes whose apartment he's in.
Right.
You know, he's in Matt Murdock's apartment. Then he goes looking around it, because, I'm already there. Why not? He finds the costume, Daredevil's costume, in a secret compartment behind the closet, which I don't get that. Like, I mean, not the secret compartment part, but it looks like he's just opening up a door.
Right.
Like, he's opening up the closet door, and there's it hanging right there. Like, okay, I guess. But then he has
to say it out loud.
It's like, and now I better say it out loud before the proverbial house falls on me.
He's Daredevil.
Matt Murdock is Daredevil. You don't really have to say it.
Yes, you do.
No,
you do.
Well, okay.
I am Spider-Man. I am Batman.
I am Iron Man.
But that's them saying it, not the villain saying it. But, okay, so he's just lamenting, like, in Matt's apartment, saying, of course, it makes sense. Daredevil isn't blind. So Matt Murdock, the blind lawyer, is pretending to be blind to just fool everybody in town. I mean, if only he was right. But, he puts a couple of bugs in Matt's apartment to make sure that he is right. But outside, Daredevil is swinging back home, and he's done. But as he's swinging, his billy club misses his mark, misses the roof of the building, and he comes crashing down to the ground. Luckily, a ledge and a flagpole slowed him down a little bit.
Always.
But, he still definitely got hurt by that. And so he rushes up back to his apartment, and he rips off his costume and throws it basically against the wall. And he even said, that it felt good. Like, it felt good to take the costume off and be done being Daredevil. And this was, this scene right here, this picture of him with no eyes. Yeah, that's not Shadow.
I see that more.
That's not Shadow.
Yeah.
The only Daredevil comic book I've read was the Ultimate line, and that one, I enjoyed that one, but I don't remember that one. I read it a couple times, and that was back in like mid-2000s.
Right.
So I'm pretty positive he has eyeballs. Because I feel like, if he didn't, he probably wouldn't be opening up his eyes like that.
Maybe in the 60s he didn't, and in the 2000s.
They retconned it. Oh, look, he got eyeballs again. But, so he needs to swallow. He says he's got to swallow his pride, and he's going to call Karen up. And so he does. And he sets up a meeting with her at Dolce's, you know, for a dinner date. And as soon as he's done calling her, he calls up Foggy and, you know, apologizes. He's basically just apologizing all around.
Like, right.
I wronged you. Let's make it up. And they're all like, no, you're fine. We understand. We just want to make sure you're okay. So he starts to get ready to go meet Karen. And as he gets down to street level, he's trying to make his way across the street. And Saxon walks up to him. And, you know, he's like, hey, let me help you across the street. It'd be an honor to help out Daredevil.
Dun, dun, dun.
And Matt's like, no, what? Who? I'm not Daredevil.
Say what?
Yeah. But before he can really figure out who this guy is, actually, this is, hold on, rewind that a bit. Because he never knew Saxon's name when he was in his Daredevil costume.
That's right. He's like, I still don't know his name.
Yeah. And right here, he's like, Saxon's like, you've hurt my feelings, DD. Have you forgotten Star Saxon? Didn't know who that was.
Yeah, I didn't know who you were.
Yeah. But so Saxon disappears, and Daredevil, he tries to do his radar sense, but it's not working. Like, he's having some, he's having like a giant headache.
That's the comic book signal for a migraine.
Well, I mean, but it is. Like, he's just having trouble concentrating. So he walks off, and he starts to talk out loud in an alley. And at one point, I think he even says, how does Saxon know that I'm Daredevil? In an alley, with people still walking by.
Daredevil.
Loud enough. Yeah, loud enough for people to actually hear. And then he's starting to have, like, these... This page is just odd.
Do you see it?
Oh, there it is. That makes more sense.
It's Daredevil's face.
Because it even says, like...
No, it makes sense.
Yeah, I thought it was just, like, the D and D. Okay. Sorry, folks. Apparently, the guy who read the issue had no idea what was going on, and the guy who didn't was able to see it.
It's a full-page spread of, like, Rorschach chart. And if you turn it sideways, it... is three of Daredevil's face. So if you're reading along, rotate your book counterclockwise.
Well, and then it definitely confused me because, like, I'll just read through the thing here real quick. The page says, he's feeling dizzy. And through it all, I see a face, the face of Matt Murdock's most bitter foe, most deadly enemy. Yes, I see him too, the man called Star Saxon. No, Saxon is there. But there's another as well. I see him now. See his features congealing before me. Who is it? Who? It's Daredevil. That makes more sense.
So this is the artist's representation of how Daredevil sees.
Okay.
Because he can make out, like, his Daredevil senses let him make out, like, shapes and stuff.
Yeah.
So this is the artist's representation of how he sees things.
Okay.
Dotty and sideways.
Yeah, I guess he's able to get his wits about him again. Rushes over to Dolce's. And, you know, Karen's there waiting outside. I figured she would be waiting inside because of her comment saying, you know, I was afraid that I'd been stood up. Most people don't wait outside of the building.
Maybe she was standing inside, then stood outside, waited a few more minutes, and then boom, final seconds, he shows up.
I don't know. If it's as booming a place as they show it to be, she would have lost a table.
Oh, yeah.
But Matt comes wandering up, and Karen meets him, and they embrace again, and then they go inside. As they are sitting at the table, you know, they just have a conversation. Karen picks up that he's not really looking too well, you know, says that he's kind of pale, and I think she says so faint. You know, Matt just kind of brushes off, like, it's nothing, no big deal. And then he realizes that, oh, it's him. He's here, referring to Saxon. In the process of trying to figure out where he's at, he breaks his glass and cuts his hand. And so he's trying to rush out, which I don't know why he's trying to rush out. Like, I get that he's definitely not feeling well. Things, his emotions and his head is not in the right place. But for whatever reason, he decides to leave the restaurant. His radar isn't working. He can't really see straight. Or radar straight. Whatever. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, Karen just sits there and lets him run off. Don't really get that. But while she's waiting there, Saxon comes walking up and says, you know, I'm a friend of Matt's and, you know, I've got to tell you something important. So he basically, he doesn't drag her. Like, she willingly goes with him.
With his cane.
With Matt's cane. Mm-hmm. Out the door. We go back outside and Matt is having a tough time basically just standing. Like, he is doing everything he can to just walk and he just can't do it. He ends up falling down in an alley. We go back to the doctor over at the prison and his intern comes walking in and asking the doctor, Dr. Roberts is his name, you know, why he's still staying late. And he's like, you know, I can't sleep. You know, I just want to wait until Daredevil's blood test came back. And the intern, which has a very odd stance.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those things I was talking about earlier. Because he's like leaning over the desk, but his head is touching the desk.
And he's like looking back at him.
Yeah. Very, very Pennywise look, kind of. Anyway, but the intern apparently had the results, and you know he didn't want to bother the doctor with him with the results.
The blood test contains presence of radioactive particles in the bloodstream.
That's what. Now you just read the results that was on the page. Also on that page is marked urgent, but the intern did not want to interrupt the doctor with this urgent matter, right? But we come to find out that Daredevil is...
He's having a reaction to the injection. That's why he's all dizzy?
Well, which I don't know what the injection it was. I don't know. I don't recall him ever getting injected with anything. So I don't know why he's dying. But according to this paper, he's dying. And the doctor is... He wants to get a hold of the police to organize a manhunt to try and find Daredevil. And Matt is in the, you know, a back alley. He's like, I'm so tired. So very tired. Got to sleep. Sleep as though I'll never wake up. I don't get it.
Nope.
I don't get it at all. It's great.
It's like a soap opera.
Well, comic books are kind of soap opera-ish.
I know.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Daredevil story.